John Rattigan joins me as Mike Reiner is off at USC watching his daughter graduate from college. John, thank you very much.
Happy to be here, Corby. Thank you.
Now, I know that you worked your way up the food chain of this business the hard way. You did some interning of your
own. I did, yes, sir.
As most everybody did. You have to, and I don't think this business is unlike any other that you get into. You start off and you hope you get an internship. You're dying as a college kid to intern somewhere, and you really don't know why. You just hear that you need to intern. You don't even know what it entails.
No.
You just want to be an intern.
No, and as such, you're basically paying for your college credit that you get through the internship, so you're paying to work for free.
Yes.
Because there's no paid internships in this business.
No, God, no. But it's that coveted of a job if you want to. And you know what? In working here at the Ticket, being an intern at the Ticket, it's led to some fairly substantial jobs around here, you know? I mean, people.
Well, thank you. Oh.
Yeah, even Groobs, you know?
He's did you intern at the Ticket, too?
Here.
So you interned here, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, look at Groobs. So you, too, can make $17.5 and put up with Bob Sturm.
Now,
living the dream, baby.
Danny was so good, he didn't need it.
I went straight to producer. I was working here 6 months, and I got this job.
I didn't ask for it.
Oh. Oh.
I didn't need to.
I don't ask for jobs. They give them to me.
That's right.
Oh.
So anyway, if you get your foot in the door as an intern here at the radio station or at a TV station, I'm sure you guys have interns over it.
We cycle so many through, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, and it's a good job for those kids.
It is.
You do learn a lot. I learn more interning than I did in 2 years of college. And I'm talking about interning in like a month's time.
I mean, you just learn
everything.
I used to say that you learn more in the first day of your internship than you do in a whole semester in the course. It's just real world right now happening.
Yes, yeah. And,
today.
And someone says, go
here.
In there and do it. And you go in and you figure it out.
Yeah.
You don't have any time to, excuse me, sir, what do you mean when you say that you have to edit, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
You just go in and you figure it out. And if
exactly.
you don't, then you know what? You get your ass chewed out by whoever, or you're gone.
Oh, nobody would chew out an intern, would they?
I don't think so. So Norm has a new intern who started on Monday.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Look, I did not know this.
Look, and being an intern for Norm would be very difficult, I think. Don't you?
Yes.
Ask Groobs.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
You're doing a lot of backwashing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're basically a maid.
You are. Cooking.
You have to open up his can of beets for lunch.
Yes.
Doing stuff for him that I don't even do for myself.
Like shaving his back.
Scrotum mending.
What?
I didn't get that one. Weird.
What's wrong with you?
Let's get to this.
So this kid starts on Monday. His name...
Greg.
His name is Greg Fernandez, or as Mike Saroy, Norm's producer, calls him, Grego Fernando. Is that not awesome?
Perfect.
Grego Fernando. So, Grego Fernando has been here he'd been here 2 days before Mike Saroy decides to start messing with him. Now...
Oh, big man, Saroy, boy, he can get a guy when he's only been here 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. So, Grego Fernando is is a sophomore at Penn State. From here, obviously, his dad was a huge listener, or still is a huge listener, and I think that's how they kind of got the ball rolling on all this. But Grego Fernando is not real familiar with what goes on up here, okay? So, Saroy, and he's not real familiar with radio either. So, Saroy plants... hidden recorders in like four people's rooms, his, the Ticker Room where Sean Bass is, Jeff Catlin, our boss's office, and Rich Phillips, the assistant program director. And he sends Grego Fernando on a wild goose chase trying to find the ISDN line.
Which is something that's already installed.
It's a telephone line.
Yeah, you don't
it?
Need
yes.
to find it.
It's a telephone wire.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Which is part of the genius that Saroy came up
with. It's like electricity. It's just invisible.
Right. It's what you basically use to make sure a remote goes on. It's a trumped up
true
phone line.
Telephone line.
Yeah,
right.
It is. It's a really nice
explain
phone
it, killer.
Line.
No, don't.
Uh-oh.
Why
so, anywho, Saroy records this kid, this poor kid, who walks in, and Saroy just asks him a simple question: do you have the ISDN line? And then it goes from room to room. So we'll take it from there, and then I get involved after that.
For me, is enough.
Do you know what ISDN line is?
For those who would like to sign up for the
ISDN line. ISDN line.
No.
I need about two and a half feet of ISDN line. Sean, I think, should have it. I can't leave because Jared's not here.
Marcus? Yeah, somebody ask him?
Yeah, please, ask Sean, ISDN line, two and a half feet, okay? Thanks, Greg.
Hey, stop there.
What a time waste.
Oh, my. Two and a half feet
of ISDN
line.
I think right now, before we go any further, we should apologize to P1 Mr. Fernando.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Grego Fernando.
Yeah.
All right, now he wanders into the ticker room.
Hey, Sean, Mike's looking for two and a half feet of ISDN line.
Oh, ISDN line, yeah. Greg, where would it be? You know what? Cat was nosing around in here, I guess. What's today? Last week before the great game, because they needed it for the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
You go to his office, there's probably a spool of it somewhere. Either he has it or he knows where it is.
Cat, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's in his office, though.
All right. Let me look.
All right. So...
That's some acting by Sean Bass there.
Oh,
can
yeah.
I say that?
Oh, yeah.
ISDN
line.
ISDN line. I got it. Where would it be?
Oh, I know. It was right before the great game. It was, yeah, he was, Cat was looking for it.
So now he wanders into the boss's office. Now imagine an intern on his second day having to go into Cat's office, which Cat says that he lightly tapped, like used a fingernail to tap on the door, you know?
Mm-hmm. Pardon me, sir. Yeah. Mr. Catlin.
And ask for ISDN line. Of course, Cat's in on all this.
Mike's looking for 2 to 2.5 feet of ISDN line.
Okay, it should be right there.
Right where?
Right in the corner. Wait a second, though. I thought you're Norm's intern. What's your name?
Greg.
Yeah, Greg. I thought they said you came and picked it up on Monday. Today's Wednesday. Yeah, I thought we had it sitting over there in the corner, and they said that Norm's intern came and got it.
Wasn't me.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Have you checked with Rich?
No.
Rich Phillips? I thought he said Greg. Greg Fernandez?
Mm.
That's you? He said you had come in and got it, or we're going to get it. But, yeah, just check with Rich. He may have been confused, or I may be confused.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
And he wanders over to Rich. Oh, now the seed has been planted.
Right.
Cat said, well, I was under the impression that you had it.
Yes, you are Grego Fernando, right?
Yeah, yes, that Grego Fernando. So now Grego Fernando is walking over to Rich Phillips' desk thinking, uh-oh. I know I didn't have this thing, but people think that I have it. So here's Rich Phillips.
Excuse me, Rich.
Yes.
I'm Norm's intern, Craig, and Mike...
Nice to meet you, by the way. We've never been introduced.
How you doing?
Good.
Mike says he needs 2 to 2.5 feet of ISDN line.
Uh-huh.
And I've been kind of on a goose chase here trying to find some.
Well, I don't have any. I know he's got to have it. I think... Man, you better ask Roy if he's got any other ideas, because I know that, I mean, if he's looking for it, they're going to need this.
Yeah, all right, hold on. Let me ask him real quick.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, so talk to Sean. He said, go talk to Cat.
Right.
Cat said that I picked up on Monday already, which...
Did you?
I don't think so.
Did you get it the first day you got here?
No.
I need it, dude. It's a big-ass spindle of wire.
Big-ass spindle? I didn't pick up any...
No one handed it to you?
No.
Greg usually keeps... Or, I'm sorry, Cat usually keeps track of who has it.
Well, he said that I was supposed to pick it up on Monday... But I never had to go pick it up on Monday. Yes, I think you said Rich said that I was supposed to go pick it up, but no one ever told me to go pick it up.
Well, this is really bad. We need this.
Okay, let me keep on.
Tell you what, ask Cat again. I know it's tough, but ask Cat again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it should be in a box. It's all together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of P1 adapters. Okay. A bunch of left-handed headphones. And the left-handed headphones. Just ask Cat. He'll know. It's in a box. Trust me. You can hunt this down.
What are left-handed headphones?
Left-handed headphones, P1 adapters, and 2.5 feet of ISDN lines. And this kid...
Well, his eyes had already rolled back in his head, because I think the left-handed headphones would tip him off.
This
normally.
Kid,
a Penn State kid,
is so freaking out right now.
He is.
He's got to go back to Cat's office.
That's the only thing he's thinking. I got to go back to the damn boss.
So about this time, Saroy puts this audio together, sends it to me. And I listened to it in a break yesterday, and I'm laughing my ass off. And I call him, and I say, or send him an email. I say, man, I want to call this guy and lay into him. I mean lay into him and act like that this is my line, okay?
Like you're, almost you're, Donald Trump-esque as far as a chew out.
Yes.
This is your ISDN line that's gone missing.
Yes.
That's AWOL.
Yes. I've never met this kid. He has been at work for 3 days, and my only goal was to put the fear of God into him, that this is the absolute worst thing that could and will ever happen to the kid. So we will play that next.
Hello, Golf Big Show Saturday, as we tell you what Tiger's shrinking.
5:36 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This are the Hardline, live at SMU, waiting on Conan O'Brien's show to take place.
Waiting on Conan O'Brien to show up.
No, he'll be here. Don't worry about that.
He's not.
Don't worry about Conan.
Don't tell people that.
He'll show up. We're not saying we're going to have him on, but he'll be here eventually.
Here at SMU.
Yeah. All right, we're in the middle of a good old-fashioned prank. I'll reset quickly.
This is a radio snipe hunt is what it is.
It is. There's no question. Mike Saroy, who produces Norm's show, came up with this brilliantly, by the way, Michael. And he got Norm's intern, who's been here all of 2 days, got here Monday. He's a sophomore at Penn State. And he called him in there and said, hey, man, we need 2 feet of ISD in line. Have you seen it? And he sends him on this wild goose chase all over the station, talking to ticker guys, talking to our boss. Talking,
2 trips to Cat's office.
Yeah, 2 trips to the program director's office, trying to find the ISDN line. Well, they kind of got it planted in his head that the boss did, at least, that he thought that he signed out for it, for this wire that doesn't even exist, this phantom wire. So this kid is thinking, oh, my God, these guys think that I have this when I don't. So Saroy sent me all this audio yesterday and said, listen to this, see what you think. I was like, this is brilliant. I go, what do you want me to do with it? I go, I'd like to call the kid up and, you know, extend the prank out a little bit and let me claim to be the sole owner of the wire and that I need it.
This is my ISDN line,
right,
by God.
Right. And Mike's like, that's what I want.
I'm and
like,
my P1 clamps and left-handed headphones.
So Mike's like, that's what I want. I'm like, fine, I'll do it. So I tried to call him last night after we got off the air, and he didn't answer his phone. So came into work today. We went, had our meeting, walked in the production studio, and called him. And God. He picked up his phone. So this is me.
You are. Can I set this up real quick?
Go ahead.
You would never, ever talk to anybody like this, no matter how mad you were in the world.
Never.
There is not a human being that exists that you, no matter how much you hated them or how much you were wronged by them, you would ever speak to another human being like this.
Never.
This is the sorriest that I've ever heard you sound.
And I got to tell you, it was really hard to do. Even I knew at the end I was going to let him off the hook, but
you felt dirty, didn't you?
I felt absolutely awful. But the whole time, I keep turning my mic off because I'm laughing so hard because this kid is wigging out. Okay, so here I am demanding to know where the ISDN line is to Norm's intern of 2 days.
Hey, is this Greg?
Yes.
Hey, Greg, man, it's Corby Davidson up at the station.
Oh, hey, Corby, how's it going?
How are you, brother?
So, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Well, we're a little miffed up here right now, but how long? I'm sorry, we haven't even met. How long have you been with Norm? I don't even know.
I just started on Monday.
Oh, good God, you're brand new.
Yes, sir. I've heard what's going on with the situation there with the cable, and I've heard a couple things about what's going on, but I assure you that I have no idea what happened or anything in regards to it.
Okay, because my boss basically has you signed out for taking that cable.
Really?
Yeah. And you know that's here's the deal. Here's the deal, Greg. And I'm not trying to come down on you hard or anything.
Really?
And I'm not saying I don't believe you or anything, but I actually bought that thing and it was like $650. And yeah, and it's just one of those deals where you know, I let everybody use it, and you know, I gave it to Sir Roy and I have been passing it back and forth, and like I said, Kat somehow has it in his brain that you signed that thing out.
Okay. I'm really sorry about that, how this is going on.
Pause it here.
Yeah, I talked to
okay, at this
so
point,
sorry.
Poor bastard. At this point, this kid is scrambling because he has done nothing.
He has no idea.
Not only does he not know what this thing is, he's never come in contact with it at all.
It doesn't exist.
No, no. And yet, here is a guy calling him, just demanding to know answers.
It was funny because he went preemptive on you, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard about this situation. I just want you to know I got nothing to do with it.
All right.
Yeah, I talked to Kat yesterday, and he told me. He told me that somebody told him that I was supposed to take it.
Uh-huh.
But no one ever told me to take it. And I heard about the size of the thing, and say the truth, if I would have been carrying around something of that size, I probably would have remembered.
Yeah, I mean, you don't remember taking a spool or anything? I mean, seriously, you don't remember doing this?
I seriously don't remember doing it at all. On Monday, this is exactly what I did. I had to go get stats for Norm. I came back to his office, hung out in his office with him, got some more stats for him at some point, and then I went into the studio with him.
Sounds about right.
All right, I just have a hard time, you know, not believing my boss. I've known that guy since, you know, fifth grade, basically, and I didn't even know you existed until like 30 seconds ago. So
that's
kind of how.
All right, pause.
Yes, sir.
There's the first yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This continues a rather large trend as he is now considering me superior enough to him to have to call me sir.
And the poor kid's breathing is labored. I mean, can you hear him breathing?
Yes.
He's either on a treadmill, which I doubt, or he's just freaked out by you, you ogre.
Yeah, yeah. All
like
right.
Corby.
Yeah. Shakes out in my brain.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, it's just a little awkward situation, and someone's going to take the fall for this, and I hate it to be you in your first week and everything, and
yes, sir.
I don't know if it's going to be your last week or whatever, but I just want to, you know, I just need to know where you're coming from on this and need to know whether or not, you know, you're telling the truth, and how can I trust you?
Sir, this job is really, really important to me, this internship, and uh-huh. I guarantee you that if I knew where it was, I would tell you, because there's no need for me to get in trouble over this.
All right. Look, again, I'm not accusing you of anything, and I understand how important this job is to you, because I was right there in your shoes 15 years ago doing the exact same thing and, you know, going to school and doing all that stuff. But, again, this is a very important piece of equipment that has just disappeared, and the worst part about it is that it's something that I paid for not too terribly long ago. And that I did reimburse the company, or asked the company to reimburse me just for whatever reason. And so now I just hate to be out $650 for something that somebody misplaced and that people are saying that it's you for some reason.
Yes, sir. Again, I completely understand. And I really don't know what else to tell you to, you know, have you believe me. Mm-hmm. I would be extremely disappointed about something like this, too.
Right.
And
what year are you, dude?
I'm a sophomore at Penn State.
You're a sophomore? How old are you?
20.
So do you have experience like at the Penn State radio station or anything?
Yes, sir.
You do?
What
do they have you doing up there?
Well, I have my own talk show. I actually kind of produce my own show. I work the board for my show, get all the sound clips and stuff from the computer to get it all started, work the microphones and all that jazz. I've announced a couple games. I actually did a couple games for the women's the national championship women's volleyball
okay,
team.
Okay, you're going on too far here. I don't care. No, that's fine. Listen, you little I want to wring your neck, okay?
Oh,
sir. Because I'm really upset over this right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you understand how upsetting this can be?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, at some point in your life, you're going to reciprocate this with somebody who you don't know and you think that has double-crossed you or whatever. And, you know, I'm going to end it right here, but just know that this is not over, all right? And that if you slip up or if one thing happens that's underhanded on your part, it is your ass on the table. And I will have your head served up on a silver platter.
What?
You got that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Do you listen to the station?
Off and on, sir.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, I do know. I know of you. Yes, sir.
And you know what time I'm on the air?
3, right? The hard line?
Yeah. Sounds like you're really into it. All right, dude. Well, you also know that we pull a lot of pranks, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you were the victim of one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I want to kill somebody.
You can blame this on Mike Soroy.
I'm gonna kill Mike.
Rest easy, Greg. The thing is, there's no such thing as an ISDN. I mean, that thing actually exists, but it's nothing that we need in the studio or anything. He was just pulling your leg. I was the
coup de grace. Oh my gosh, Corby. Oh my, you. Oh, wow.
Wow.
There you go.
That kid.
That's classic.
That kid was going to hang up the phone if you hadn't let him off the hook and cry.
He really was. And how about Corby just turning on him?
Oh, the 180. Listen here, you little MF-er.
Jeez. No, I mean, like, for a minute he's trying to let him off the hook and say, ah, man, what are you doing at the station there? Oh, man.
Oh, you know, I really don't care about that.
I don't care about that, you little MF-er.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
12 yes, sirs, I counted.
Okay. And if you slip up one more effing time, it's your ass. I'm going to serve your head on a platter.
Yes, sir. Yep, I bet you will, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, God. Can you imagine that happening?
That poor kid.
Well, Grego Fernando, welcome to the ticket. Oh, man.
That is classic. Great idea. You know, it's a little, when Soroy's part was playing, a little Seinfeld. Ish, you know, with
very.
A little music between it. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Very.
Very well done.
All right, there you go. There is a fun time, old school ticket prank.
Yay, prank.
Coming up next, we will get into...